Welcome to Conrad's Corner. Ed Davis is a local poet from Yellow Springs. He has a chapbook called Healing Arts, and he considers playing the blues or listening to the blues as one of the healing arts. Here is his low-rent blues. Last set's about to start as I wade through the room not much wider than its namesake, Dayton's Trolleys. Blues freaks stand three deep at the bar, reeking of smoke, sweat, and beer, a cauldron stirred by ceiling fans into a steely blue haze. Near the band, I watch while Saturday night soldiers take up instruments like arms. Bourbon before me, life on hold, I mingle atoms with souls seeking sound as sweet and mean as illicit sex. Music you can't fake, that fuses love, lust, and hate. Jose hefts his sacks, dull as an old dime, and guides his first ride laid back while lip limbers read. Then Slippery Jim flashes a glittering piano glissade like hail inside a hurricane before drizzling to a trickle. Shaken Dave's Staticaster sings like Shakespeare, notes blank verse, riffs soliloquies as rising on one foot, he rides the storm, spun by inner winds, stretching strings taut till they weep, wail, and whine. Cincinnati Slim, guest artist, plucks a bright bullet from his belted brace of harmonicas, palms a harp, and squalls hell-bound trains, liquored-up drifters, lovers and Southern Baptists, sound howling inside my brain and blood, whirling sun to moon, day to night, all that's mean and low into cathedral peace. Then Slim glides back to shadow while melody fades, leaving electric bass to throb like an exposed heart. At last Jose hoots retreat, spent soldiers fall in, and melody returns, a lyrical surrender tolling us home. Ed Davis, Low Rent Blues. Thanks for listening.